Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Down the block, Andrew John. Inside for Elba. Elba will score. Elba will score. Newcastle have won.
G'day guys, welcome back to our draft review of round 13, the first major buy round of the season. A game that I thought I was going to win pretty easily, to be honest with you, but my opposition, he made a couple of late changes, got a couple of players in, managed to get a W. I think this is one of those weeks that he probably needed the win. Well, he definitely needed the win a little bit more than me. Obviously, off the back of making the big trade last week, I was sort of happy to lose this one. I didn't really mind either way. I think he's coming second or third last on the ladder at the moment, Wilkes. So I had to make some moves, which for a long time throughout the weekend, I didn't think he was going to, but he ended up making them. He ended up getting the W for himself. I think he ended up winning by about 60 points. So just get that score up from the weekend. I scored 667. He scored 722. So ended up winning by, what's that, about 50 odd points there, 54 points or something. Yeah, he made a couple of late changes. No, sorry, that's not my game. I was looking at the wrong game. That's always a good start. Where the fuck is my game? Yeah, oh, sorry, no, it was 667 to 721, so about 50-odd points. In the end, I actually only had one less player than him, so it was all pretty square and even, but as per in these rounds, it quite often comes down to your captaincy choice, and he took a ripping captain choice. DWZ, who might have got close to topping the round. He was tremendous. So good little pick there by Wilkes. We'll go through the games from the weekend and talk about how it all played out with this game. As I said, guys, these buy rounds, especially if you're in a draft league, it is a bit of a nightmare how it all plays out. But you just got to white knuckle it, hope that things fall your way, hope that guys aren't picked for Origin, et cetera, et cetera. Thankfully, this year I wasn't in a position where I really had to win this game. It was okay for me to lose this one. It didn't impact me all that much. So in a good spot, happy with where we're sitting. But round 13 obviously kicked off with the Dolphins, 26-12 over the St. George of the Wild Dragons. In this game, only had Connolly Lemuelu, who got 62. Very happy with that performance there, as always, by him. Yeah, I obviously had Jermaine Asako, but I traded him away last week. I think he went 120-plus or 100 or something along those lines. He had a very, very good game, so it would have been handy to have him, but happy with the trade I made. And Jack DeBellin got 54 with a sin bin. So very happy with how JDB has gone this year. Very happy with where I drafted him. He's been a really good get. The Friday night game, we had Parramatta taking on the North Queensland and Cowboys. In this game, Wilkes had Helam Lukey, who came off a bit of a shocker last week, but was really good in this game. Set up against try for Scotty Drinkwater. Scored a big 87, so a huge score there for Helam Lukey. Even by this point, I was still pretty confident, to be honest with you. I had a number of good players to come and whatnot. And yeah, I didn't expect Helam Lukey to score that well, and it was better than my first two players, but I still thought I'd probably get the W here. Then came the Warriors game. This made it very interesting. My two Warriors did the job that I needed them to do. Jackson Ford, 46. Montoya, 45. We will take that. But on the other side of the park, he had Maratha Neokori got a 50, who I'm okay with, but it was DWZ as his VC. And what a VC choice it was to end up scoring 256 points. A huge kick in the dick. And it was that point I sort of went, ooh, okay. Could be in a bit of curry here. I'm going to need a big performance. I also had Katoni Staggs in this game, who scored 30. 39. I'll be happy to take that from Stags. He was obviously a part of this trade that I made. We then had the Bunnies and the Raiders. The Raiders getting the job done there. And my Raiders stood up. Seb Chris, 31, got injured, didn't play too many minutes, had a couple of good touches. But then Corey Horsburgh, 99. And Joe Tappanay, who was my VC, got 82. He had a huge game, 50 tackles, zero missed. He absolutely killed it, Joe Tappanay. So I actually took his VC. And I don't know if I didn't think it. I'll tell you what, when I took his VC, Wilkes hadn't dropped a host of players yet to make a move, and I didn't think he was going to. He's a bit of a rogue character, Wilkes. He does odd things that don't make sense quite often. Despite having an unbelievable record against me, he always dusts me, so I probably should have seen this coming. But yeah, took Joe Tappanay's 80-odd there as a VC. Turned out it wasn't enough, but no one else scored well enough for me to have won anyway. So that's the way that one played out. For the Bunnies in Wilkes' team, he had AJ, who got 70, Totola 50, Tane Milne 23, and Ilias 14. So wasn't a perfect weekend for him either. We then had the last game of the week, the Newcastle Knights. Going head to head with the Manly Seagulls. I had new recruit Kalen Ponga in this one, 77, Adam Ellett, who got a 50. We'll take that from those two every day of the week. And this is where Wilkes made his moves. He brought in Jacob Saifidi for one, who got 56, so a very nice score there. Also, I'm not sure if he brought in Leo Thompson and Matt Croker. Definitely brought in Croker. He might have brought in Leo Thompson as well. But Saifidi, 56, Ruben Garrick, 55, Leo Thompson, 43, and Croker, 17. He was carrying a lot of guys on his bench, Wilkes, that didn't really make too much sense to me. Dane Laurie, Connor Watson, I think it was. He dropped both of those, as he should have, and made the move to get the W there. So sometimes during these buy rounds, you come up against people who are lower on the ladder that need wins more than you, and they have to make those moves. I have guys that I could have dropped to try and get the win there, but they're guys I just want to see how it all plays out. So you never like having a loss, but this is one that I could cop because I'm obviously just looking towards the future, and it's okay. There is a bit of a divide in our league at the moment. It's very interesting. I think there's a bit of a divide off the back of our trade last week, but we'll leave that there. But when I have a look at our ladder and everything at the moment, there's like a pretty clear top four at the moment, and then there's a very clear, you know, guy teams outside of the eight. So yeah, last place is on 4 points, then 13, 12th, 11th is on 8, then there's a two game gap to 10th, who's on 12th, and then the top four is on 18, 5th is on 16, 6th is on 14. So quite a divide there between the top four and the other teams. I probably can't see anyone in the top four falling out of the top eight. I think they would have to have an absolute fucking disaster for any of us to fall out of the top eight. Currently sitting in second place. Bloke sitting in first is Tom, who beat me a couple of weekends ago. Stevie's in third, Kurt in fourth. So, yeah, starting to shape up like a really, really close comp. I'd still like to think that with my trade last week, if I get my big guys fit and on the field at the back end, I still think I should win this comp. Even if one of them goes down, I still think I'll be okay at the moment. I'd definitely be the favourite. When you look at points scored, I've got 10,750. The next best is 10,184. So what am I, 500 points in front of second place. So having a really, really good season, thoroughly enjoying it, making moves on the trading, making moves on the waiver wire, really enjoying it. Round 14. Obviously, we've got three teams on the bye. They are the Newcastle Knights, the Manly Seagulls, and the Parramatta Eels. The Parramatta Eels, they have a bye in round 27, so they don't feature in our comps grand final. So I've gone out of my way to make sure I've got no Parramatta Eels in my team, so that doesn't overly worry me. Manly, I've obviously got Tommy Turbo, but he wasn't going to play in this game anyway, as he's playing in the Origin Arena, and he's a guy that I'm more than happy to see miss a couple of games of footy now to play when it matters at the back end, so that's completely okay. And the other team is Newcastle. I have actually got a few from, obviously, Kalen Ponga. He won't feature this weekend, so I'll be without KP and Turbo, the two guys that I traded for. But that was sort of the reason why we made the trade, because Jem, the guy I traded with, he wanted to win games now. He wanted to make sure he locked himself into the top eight. And he was worried that these guys were going to miss a lot of footy. So a few players short this weekend. The guy I'm going up against, I had a look at his team. The only one he's going to be missing is Mitch Moses. That's Johnny Dean. Johnny Dean's worked in rugby league league for a couple of years. Champion fella. Absolutely love him. He's gone into a bit of photography. Well, not he's gone into a bit of photography. He's a professional photographer as well, doing some amazing things. So JD Photography, I think it is. I'll get up his Instagram so you guys can go and have a look. Fuck, he does some unreal stuff. And yeah, a guy that's been in our comp for a number of years. Used to work in the rugby league space as well. I think over at Fox League or Rugby League Week or something. Champion fella. Just trying to get his photography page up because it is unreal. Yeah, so if you go to him, it's just John Dean _. So go check it out. He sells prints and everything. They're fucking great. So yeah, taking on JD this week. He obviously lost the grand final last year in our comp. It's a pretty tough pill to swallow. I think from memory, my entire comp was out at the South v Roosters game in round 27. And he had Cameron Murray in his team, who of course got knocked out in the first minute. So it it kind of ended JD's weekend before it started, which was devastating. But take him on this weekend. So we'll have a look at the draw this weekend and players that we've got and whatnot. So we've got the West Tigers taking on the Canberra Raiders. As you would have seen this afternoon, my boy Sebi Chris has been named, so I will have him, which is good. Horsburgh on the edge, Joe Tappanay in the middle. That's the only player I'll have from this game. And John Dean looks like he doesn't have any players from this game. Oh, actually, he'll have Buller from the West Tigers as his fullback. So very talented player, Buller. A little bit jealous I missed out on him. Saturday, we've got the Wahs taking on the Dolphins, coming to you at 3 p.m. For me, I will have Jackson Ford and Montoya if I choose to play him. From the Dolphins, I'll have Lemuelu. For Johnny, he will have Kenny Bromwich and Adam Fanua-Blake. Adam Fanua-Blake has been on an absolute tear the last few weeks, so a little bit nervous coming up against him. Then we've got the Titans taking on the South Sydney Rabbitohs here. I will hopefully have Campbell Graham. He's been named, so you would assume that he will play. I don't have any Titans. I've only had one Titan throughout the entire year, and it was Khan Piera, who, of course, is now playing for John Dean. So he comes back into the side this week, so hopefully that one doesn't cost me. Khan Piera and Keon Kolomantungi, two guys coming back into this side. So a little boost there for John Dean this week. Then I got the Sharkies and the Broncos. Here I have only got Katoni Staggs. Obviously sold Teague Wilton a couple of weeks ago, so I will only have Katoni in this game. John's got Will Kennedy, who at the moment he's got his captain armband on. I probably doubt that's the direction he will go in, though. I'm sure he'll go for somewhere else, but it might not be a bad little upside play if that's what he's thinking. He's also got Cam McInnes, who unfortunately is injured. We then got the Sydney Roosters and the Bulldogs on Sunday, Arvo, 2 p.m. From up there at Gosserton. The Roosters, I've got Billy Smith out in the centres, and then I've got Satili Tupanua on my bench as well. He's actually playing 13 this week, so it'll be interesting to see how that plays out with Satili. Not ideal, if I'm being completely honest with you. I was hoping he would hold down that edge, but if I was picking that side, I would have gone for Nat Butcher as well, to be honest with you. On the other side of the park, Johnny will have Luke Keary and Hayes Perham, two spine players there, so hopefully that's not a high-scoring game, or that one could hurt me. 4:05 p.m. Sunday, I've got the Cowboys and the Melbourne Storm. I don't think I have a single player from either of these teams. Yeah, I don't. Cowboys and Storm, I don't have a single player. A lot of Cowboys in John Dean's team. I'm sure that's been a tough year for him. He's got Robson, Cohen Hess, Peter Hicku, and Chad Townsend. And then last game of the week, Panthers taking on the St. George Illawarra Dragons. I've obviously got Nath Cleary, hoping that he backs up. It's going to make my captains and everything a little bit awkward. Hopefully I can nail a VC before then. Hosking and Sonny Luke there. And then I've also got Jack DeBellin from the St. George Illawarra Dragons. For John's team, who's he got? He's got Moses Sully and the Fish, James Fisher-Harris. So his bench reads Buller, Cam McInnes, Nathan. He's got Nathan Brown from the Roosters as well. Probably lock in a 45 to 55 there. Benny Murdoch, Masilla, and Mitch Moses. So yeah, I'd like to think that I will win this one, but I do have a number of guys who are not sure if they will back up from Origin. Actually, not a heap of them, but I do have Nathan Cleary. I'll obviously be missing Nathan Cleary, Kalen Ponga, and Tom Trbojevic potentially. So definitely KP and Tommy Turbo, who are essentially my top three or four picks now. So hopefully we can get the job done here again. If we were to lose this one, it wouldn't be overly devastating, if I'm honest with you guys. Obviously, missing troops with buys and whatnot, some very key guys. So if I was to lose this one, it wouldn't be a disaster. Where's John actually coming? He's in 12th spot. Yeah, so he's in that sort of... So I'm 6 wins in front of him. So look, for me, all I want to do over the next... How many weeks are left? 14... about 10 weeks until final start. All I want to do is just hold my spot in the top four. That's all I need to do. Ideally, I want to be third or fourth. So I'm more than happy to drop a couple of games here and there, and hopefully on full strength coming into the run home to really give this draft competition a shake. Been a while since I've won one. I think this is probably my best hope to win one since then. Lost a couple of grand finals and whatnot, but this is the year where I can really get it done. I think I've got the team to be able to do it, despite some recent losses. I still think I'm sitting in a really, really good spot. I said to the Weekly Rubdown boys,
millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
After week 15, where do you think you'll be sitting? And I think my prediction was 10-5. So at the moment, I'm sitting at 9-4. So I can still potentially make that prediction come true. We will have the Weekly Rubdown boys down this week. We'll have plenty of draft content coming your way. Another big episode of The Wire with Natty and Walker. That's going to be super exciting. Cannot wait for it. Plenty of draft content coming your way and plenty more Origin chat coming your way today on the Rugby League Guru podcast. And make sure you stay tuned. If you're a Supercoach Classic player, which I'm sure a lot of you are, Beers and Break Evens, our round 13 review and our look at round 14 will be dropping this afternoon. So stay tuned for that. 3 p.m. on YouTube, Beers and Break Evens. And then we'll have the podcast out. Because of Origin stuff, we might put it out a little bit earlier this week because there is a little bit going on. I'll talk to Timmy about that this afternoon, though. But plenty more content to come on the Rugby League Guru podcast. We'll have our Origin review coming tomorrow morning as well. And then I believe myself, Kempy, and I think Shandor is going to be joining us. Timmy Williams has got a bit on a Thursday morning, so I think the big fella Dawes is going to be joining us to do an Origin review and Origin wrap-up as well on Thursday. So much content coming over the next 24, 48 hours. Up the Blues. Hopefully they can get the job done. So much more content coming your way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.